Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This is Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day podcast for Saturday, January 19th.
Brought to you by the new Merriam-Webster's Advanced Learners English Dictionary, designed for students and teachers of English as a second language. Learn more at learnersdictionary.com.
The word of the day for January 19th is mentor, spelled M-E-N-T-O-R. Mentor is a noun that means a trusted counselor or guide. It can also mean tutor or coach. Here's the word used in a sentence. The young man regarded the professor not only as a mentor, but as a good friend as well. We acquired the word mentor from the literature of ancient Greece. In Homer's epic, The Odyssey, Odysseus was away from home fighting and journeying for 20 years. During that time, Telemachus, the son he had left as a babe in arms, grew up under the supervision of Mentor, an old and trusted friend. When the goddess Athena decided it was time to complete the education of young Telemachus, she visited him disguised as Mentor, and they set out together to learn about his father. Today, we use the word mentor for anyone who is a positive, guiding influence in another, usually younger person's life. I'm Peter Sokolowski with your word of the day.
Visit the all-new learnersdictionary.com, the ultimate online home for teachers and learners of English. A free online dictionary, audio pronunciations, custom study lists, and interactive exercises are available now at learnersdictionary.com.